Isaiah 64:4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, nor has eye seen a God beside you, who acts for the one who waits for him. Profiles on waiting. Benefits. We have all had experience with waiting rooms. Generally, there are two types of waiting rooms. In one type, individuals leave one at a time when called. An example might be a doctor's office or a hospital. In the other, people leave en masse when called. Examples include a railway station, bus station, and airport. In God's waiting room, we are to wait where God has placed us until God's timing occurs. Sometimes we have to wait alone, and sometimes en masse. Nevertheless, He wants us to wait for Him. Since we are a free-willed people, we are not commanded, coerced, or consigned to wait. We can choose to wait or not to wait. Not waiting, when directed by God to wait, can lead to sin. Waiting as God directs keeps us on track with God's plan for our lives. Which brings us to our topic for today. What is the benefit of waiting in God's waiting room for His timing? Charles Stanley, in the Handbook for Christian Living, outlines that waiting on God allows us to, 1, discover God's purpose for us, 2, receive supernatural physical energy, 3, win battles, 4, hear answers to our prayers, and 5, fortify our faith. God has a plan and a purpose for each of us. If we follow God's lead, He will guide us from the circus of our circumstances to the purposes of His plan in our circumstances. Waiting on God was one of David's secrets to success. He was a man after God's own heart. David started as a mere shepherd boy before God appointed him and then anointed him the next king while Saul was still on the throne. While walking with God, David waited on God to make a way for him to achieve God's purpose for him. During many of those waiting moments, it seemed that waiting was futile and fruitless. He waited with God and relied on His protection while learning how to be a leader and apply his faith. He waited for God to appoint the right time for him to take the throne while overcoming the temptations to take things in his own hands. As we each make our journey through life, remember that our human clock and perspective of time differs from God's perspective of time. In Psalms 90:4, the only psalm attributed to Moses, it tells us, "For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes, or as a watch in the night." Knowing that God is never late and always on time, we are called to proactively wait on God, and wait with God, and wait for God to discover God's plan and purpose for our lives. Let's face it, at some point in every believer's life, we spend time in God's waiting room. Each session in God's waiting room makes us more confident and focused on who God is and what God is doing. We develop confidence with His presence. We develop faith in His power. We trust His provision. We experience His power and see His promises fulfilled. We begin to accept His purpose for our lives and yield to His timing. Over time, we learn the benefit of waiting on Him is His promise to act on our behalf. Questions. Discover. A. What have you discovered while waiting in God's waiting room? B. Have you ever left God's waiting room before He released you? If so, what happened? And if not, how did you resist the temptation? 2. Develop. Do you know God's plan and a purpose for your life? B. While waiting for God, have you developed a deeper understanding of who and whose you are? 3. Demonstrate. If you were to mentor someone who said they were too impatient to wait for God and to act, what advice would you give? Any scriptures you would use to back it up? B. Would your friends and or family say that you tend to wait when God says to wait? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.